the Moran, the Balamoran, the Muhammad. So that's in the Rif. The Oz Vahodner, it's Hamid Aleph, the traditional, it's Vesimid Base, the old Chas Vilna. Okay? Good, it's the riff. Up here, good. Mishnah Makibus Chaver Mishalish Vachisav, Vomen Vigoder, Vishayin, Vishashni, Vishishis, Ein Machai Vinaisai, Vishi Aimer, Im Omad Vigoder, Vishirvias, Migal Galina Lovis Akol. Omar Rav Yehuda Mishmul. Allah Kirab Yasi, the Omar Omar Megonis Revius Megalgal of a coil. Loishna Omad Makif, Loishna Omad Nikif, Itmar Vuna Omar Kolofima Shagodar, Vichia Marmav Omar Kolofima, the make in the Mazol. Runya Akfe. Now we skip all of the different Dekim toys. Runya Akfe Ravina Ma'armer Buchaisov. Omale habli madi godri, omale loy, habli dmekinim bezol, omale loy, omale habli a guy no troy, omale loy. Osla kambi de rava. Omale zil payase. Vi eloy dainina lacha, kiravuna, balibin of yasi, dharma kol lefi masha godar. And v'chein hilchasa. So what's v'chein hilchasa? Is it with paskening? Like Rabbi Yosi. And if it's like, if it's kiravuna v'li Rabbi Yosi. So then it's Hakol Lefi Mashagoda. Right, so Rib Seira is that he gets the full cost of the fence. Lachor, it sounds like only one wall. Right? Because the rift does not include the sheet that says he gets all of them. V'god revius v'galgalin olam es hakoil. So it sounds so he gets the full expense of the wall. And Rava tells Runya that if he'll be happy with a Gainu Troy, fine. But otherwise, he's going to pass to him like a Kofi Mashagada. So Lachaira, he's saying just one wall. Because the rift does not include the Shita that says he gets. What's Hakoil mean? Hakoil means not just the benefit, but the improvement that he put into my field. Correct? The value of the fence. So let's start historically. The Balamor came first. Hold on. The Balamor writes, Peirush kigoin shegoder achitzoin shuamakiv beinoi uvein apnimi anikiv. So which sheet is the riff for the Balamor following?
Rashi.
Rashi sheet. Ubimokim shenogul ligdor babika. Ubimokim shenogul ligdor babika. Right, this is a chiddush of the Baal HaMor, as we haven't seen. Right, we've been assuming until now that it wasn't the mokim shenogul. Ubimokim shenogul ligdor babika. Vikomashman masisim. She'ein mechai v'noisoy ligdor beino uvein chaveroi. Ad she'eshomer me'arber v'choisov. Kiloimar shaloye porot lusha. So rabbim. So the Baal HaMor is saying, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If it's a mokim shenogu ligdor babika, so then obviously it's chayiv to pay. So what's the kamash malon? She'ein machayiv in oisay ligdor beinoy uvein chaveroy ad she shomer me'arba rucha yisav. That as long as they're only putting up three walls around my property, so then I'm not mechuyev, and mechayev when I say ligdor will not if my neighbor only wants to put up three walls, then I don't have to comply with him. She'ein mechay v'noisoy ligdor v'inoyu v'in chaveroi ad she'i shomer v'abru v'chaysov kileymar sh'lei porzo sh'u serabim ma she'ein ha'kein v'chotzer she'ein mechay v'noisoy v'chol inyan livnois koysel be'emtza v'yavol pishe porzo sh'u serabim stam chotzer asu yehi litznius livnois lo koyselim me'arba v'chaysov. Shein derech b'nei odom she'yisakvu b'shus rabim mistaklu b'sadei chaveyim. Ve'ilu mitchilu tovil ligdor imoy du kolyama moydid mechay v'noisoy elufi shehiktim ha'makiv ve'godim idas atzmoy lefichuch bo mishnaseinu lo'yde'einu shein mechay v'nesa p'nimi l'seiz chelek b'ameh she'goner achitzim eino l'veinoy ad she'yishomer ha'p'nimi me'ar baruch ha'isav. What's the Baal HaMor is chiddush over here? Go ahead.
And then even though it's a makom shenogu ligdor, and you would think that the nikiv would have to be involved in the payment for the first three walls, that's not the case. And nevertheless, only up until the building of the fourth wall, the nikiv would have to pay.
And that's different than a chotzer because
the chotzer it doesn't matter. Any wall that's built, they would have to split the price.
Why?
Even if, because there's a, he seems to say, I guess, Ein Hor maybe, that it's also to, also Shadim Lamad, Vistecha Vero.
Right.
Vishadim Lamad, Vistecha Vero.
Right, so why the distinction between the chutzer and...
People aren't makbid in this case, with the bikkur, but people looking in.
So why is he... People are not makbid to look... People are not so concerned when people from the Shus HaRavim look
looking
in.
Into the...
Right, but other... But neighbors, yes. The Balamor is very mechudishtik over here. Right, the Baal Amor, the first chiddush of the Baal Amor is that we're talking about a biko where they have a minhag to put up the fence. That's the chiddush for us, because we understood davke biko was chosen because it's a makom shaloi nu ligdar. Right, davke there is no basis, there is no contractual basis bichlal. It's entirely based on him giving me anah. Right, and that was just to appreciate the Baal Amor. We opened the sugya up, so the first pirush our sugya was the Gemara Bava Kama that said to put it in the context of Zen and Evzachoser. Next pirush of the sugya was the Baalei Taisus that said there's another sugya Yarvah L'Sosona Chaveri. So we understood the sugya to be a sugya that is really unrelated to the first sugya of the Masechta. The first sugya of the Masechta is Hezek Riyah, is Chif to put it up. No, this is a situation of Bika, because we want to zero in an entirely different din. We want to zero in on where we discussed it last week. What's the implicit contract that exists without any discussion? Okay. So now the Baal Amor is switching channels. They say, whoa, that's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is a very specific case. It happens to be a bika when there's a minhag to put up a getter. Right? But question number one is, what forced the Baal Amor to say that? Right? Then he says, and the minhag to put up a getter is the bezem at base. Right? That there was a line, the bezem mishum ayin hara. So we sort of left that because that was shalei kilchasa. That's only according to the ones that hold that hezek riyah lo yishma hezek. So we sort of left that. So the Baal Amor picks up and says, yeah, but if it had bika, there's no hezek riyah. So if there's a minute to put up a wall, it's because of ayin hara. Okay? So he revives base and base. And then he says, so what's our Mishnah being mechadish? L'char, we didn't have a Mishnah. Didn't have the whole Mishnah. Somebody would come up to you and say, I have a situation, there's a certain town, they have big guys there, and everybody puts up walls. Nope. So what's the din? You'd say, a guy walks in, he buys a big guy, he has to put up a wall. No, right? That's a minik. Kamokim shenogu. So the Mishnah's Mechadesh, the what? The Mishnah's Mechadesh that if one guy puts up a fence around my, between both of us, he's holding Rashi. So I'm not chayiv to pay until he closes off the Rishus HaRabim. Because if I have, because logically we would say that either you're going to protect me from Ayin Hor or not protect my Ayin Hor. So to have three walls up so that you don't look into my property, anybody passing by can look in, so see, you haven't helped me out at all. Look at the end of the Baal Amor. V'kamash mulan masnisen, she'ein mechai b'noi se'l ligdor b'noi levin chaveroi, atshe shomer me'aber v'chaisov, k'lorma sh'lei poritz v'shirab, ma'she'ein kein v'chotzer. So the Baal Amor says, this Mishnah is a hemshech. It's part two of this. We were looking at this Mishnah as, and again, Roy Rishonim look at this Mishnah as that Baba Basra is collecting various halachas of Shechinim. Okay, so we did Shechinim of Achazim, Shechinim of Abika now. But it's really a disconnected sugya. And the Baal Amor is looking at it as a hemshech. How could it be Hemshech? Well, it's a Bikar Shenogu Ligdor. Okay, so now we're picking up the din of Ayin Hara. So what's the Mishnah saying? So the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush that if you and if we agree to put, if we could only agree to put up three walls, so then I can say to you, do what you want, but I'm not paying. Right? There's a minhag to put up a minhag of four walls. So the Mishnah is saying is, we sit down together and we talk. And one guy says, I don't need any walls. And the other guy says, I need three walls. So then, I'm the nikif, so I say, look, three walls is nothing. It's not the minhag. And we want to negotiate outside of the minhag. Does mean nothing. You want to talk about four walls? Then I have to pay minhag. But three walls, I'm not paying anything. So the Balamor says, Lu Yitzir would be a chotzer, I would not have a leg to stand on. If it was a chotzer, I'd have to say, yeah, I'm in. And in Bika, I'm not in. What's the Hezra Adover? He said, well, chotzer is we all want our privacy. So I have a good degree of privacy, even though it's open, it's a strange idea, even though it's open to the public, but I have privacy because you and I are there most of the day, so we're not gonna feel any privacy enough. But the shmooze in your front lawn, when people walking backwards and forwards, okay, you have a certain sense of anonymity. Right? Lamai said, I think it's probably correct. Right? So, if you're in your front yard and you're schmoozing privately, so you don't think the guys walk, they're not listening in. But if you're in your front yard and there's a guy next door and there's no fence, so then you figure he's listening in, so we get it. But it comes to a bika, so there he says, so then I would understand that ayin hara means that a guy is looking into my business. So anybody who walks by could see a thriving orchard, a thriving, so a thriving vineyard, he could have an ayin hara. So She is akvu b'shus rabbim v'yistaklu b'stei chaverim v'ilu mitchila tovu lignor imoy t'kuli alma vodid mechayven oisai elafi she iktim amakif v'gona midas atzmoy lefi chok bo b'shnaseinu loidiyenu Shein Machaib and Sapnimi Lasses Helik Meshagon Rechitze Menolina Achi Shoma Apnimi Abu Buchaisov. No, what's this Nakuda? Well, Mora is saying that there's a distinction whether it was pre negotiated or post negotiated. What's the difference? The Ilum Mithila Tobu Lignori Moy. The Kule Amma Moidi the Machaibin El Fishi Tima Makif the Godavi Das Atzma. As I said before, it's not accurate. We sat down together before, so then, and I propose to put up three walls, chayv and not chayv, in a bigger. What's the Baal HaMor's, go ahead?
Well, if you sat down before, and some of you would have to be, you couldn't be chayv together.
Can if the ilu mitchila tovu lignor imo to kule alma moided the mechayven
oisai? Right, only because of the fact that he went and was mocked, that he did it without
das of the whatever shachin.
Right.
You put up three walls, then you can't be chayav other, meaning the stama. Even if you would just set them to put three walls, but you would set them, hey, let's put up three walls, it would work.
So how do we explain that? If my neighbor sits down with me and says, I want to put up three walls, and I want you to pay, so Valam Morse, then it would be chayav to pay, even in a bika.
Right.
But since he put it up himself, so I'm not chayav to pay until he puts up the fourth wall. How would you explain that? So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. No, Ben Ari.
Could be because the Baal Mor said that stam dikah people aren't makbid on their privacy there.
Okay.
But if this guy's, if one of the shechinim are taking the initiative, he's clearly makbid, so therefore it would be totally on him. But for the other guy, since it's a stam dikah, he doesn't care, so he shouldn't be involved. But if there's a prior negotiation, and that's a riot that both shechinim are.
No, he's are saying tovei. He knocks on my door and says, I want to build a fence. So then he says, I'm chayv to pay even if there's only three sides.
Yeah, because clearly both are makbid.
Why both?
Because
I say, no, I don't want. I don't want.
So even if the other shachin says no, they both have to pay?
That's what he's saying, no? That's what you're saying.
It's a
right.
Yeah. So since it's a different case, not a stam bika, so talking about a different case where we do pop balls, and therefore it's stam, we put up balls, so I can't go against the...
So now why is it that if we don't negotiate and he puts up three walls, so then I am potter from paying? Why do you distinguish between it's pre-negotiated and post-negotiated? Now, welcome Shinago. Go ahead.
If it's pre-negotiated, for whatever reason, at least the Baal Mor is like saying it, is that pre-negotiated the issue is Hazikdiya, or I Haram, and then once it's post-negotiated, the issue is we're assuming it's something from Rishas Harav. Because otherwise, meaning that, you know, we weren't caring about Rishas Harav this whole time, and he's saying that by saying if they had spoken about it before, and he said let's put up three walls, he would have been mechayev him to put three walls. That doesn't do the Rishas Harav. I mean, people can get in anyway if it still works that way. But once there was no prior negotiation, a different issue comes up, and then you put up a fourth wall, then meaning they're coming off of different things. I mean, the Malkum Shinogu Ligdor, the sum only like affects if it's three walls and then there's a taina beforehand. But once the fourth, and just putting up three walls, now making a taina, it wouldn't be mechayev anything because nothing's really being accomplished. Meaning, once we're magdir that it's a makom shenagul lingor,
yeah.
But what does that mean? The only context we understand that at the moment was that you have two chatseros next to each other, two ginos next to each other. But when you have this multifaceted kind of property where you have one property in the middle with three kind of surrounding it. So when I say, hey, let's put up a wall over here, maybe, yeah, you just want a wall between this field and that, meaning Shimon's field and Reuven's northern field. Or you want it up against Reuven's east or west field. But the south, there is no south side yet, whatever. So that's where you have to make a taina because it's not really accomplishing anything at the moment. But once you put up the fourth, being the Gala Das, at least what I'm not putting up my wall.
He said it doesn't explain. Why should we distinguish between? Why should I be able to force you to put up three walls then? Right, it still doesn't explain. So mokum shenogu ligdar.
Right.
Right. So, is there a value in having three walls, or not?
Some yes.
So then, even if we didn't pre-negotiate, why shouldn't you have to pay?
Yeah.
Right. That's no, right. If I'm.
Maybe we could say that if they didn't discuss it beforehand, then maybe we could say that. That the guy in the middle, maybe he really feels that he's in a position that either he's really, really not mocked on this, or really doesn't. Maybe only if they discuss it before him and he thinks about it and then he realizes, okay, so it really is beneficial, and then he agrees to it, then it makes sense that he'd be high. But maybe if he realizes that they don't discuss it, he doesn't think about it, so then at that point he doesn't think about it being so. or he decides that since it's in the middle, I don't really care, and therefore even if he doesn't think about it, either he doesn't think about it, so he doesn't realize that it actually is benefiting him, or so therefore maybe once he isn't then he doesn't have the das that he wants the walls up there, maybe he just shouldn't be hyped for not wanting to get there, or because he decides that I'm so mocked with it, I don't care that
who's the I'm so mocked?
The guy in the middle. You know, he say I'm not mocked. So I don't really care. So let the guy put up the walls, but I don't want them. So maybe he feels that he shouldn't be responsible for people.
But so then and if they pre-negotiate?
So then he realizes that really he does want them there. So I think maybe just that.
What happens if the Nikiv saying all along, and I in both situations the Nikiv is saying I'm not interested in paying, right? So if they pre-negotiate, so then he will be forced to pay, even if it's three walls. And if they don't pre-negotiate, he'll only be forced to pay. So how do you explain that Nakuda?
Rebbe, where do we see that? Even if one
shocking,
the Negev says no,
he
still has to pay.
Because it says Tovah Lai, Ve'ilu, Mechila,
Tovah Lidar. Doesn't that mean that they both have to agree, though?
No, Tovah means to bring him to Basin. I demand it from. The Kulei Alman Boidi, then everybody says, Mechayim and I say, because that's the Minog. Elefi Sheik, Dima Makif, and Godami, Das Atzmoi, the Fichach. No. Fraim.
Isn't he just saying in general, there's an assumption that people aren't mockbid or whatever from the rabbin when it comes to Bikkur. But here, this Reuben being the Galadas, he's mockbid, so he's being for that Shimon. So once he's
who's the Mac? Who's the Nikkur?
Reuben is the Mac.
Reuben is the Mac. Okay, so. But the Mac was being with Galadas?
All right, yeah, all right. And the
Negev
is being with Galadas, he's Makbid, he doesn't want that, so he's, no. Reuben, the Makbid, is being the Galadas, he's Makbid, and he wants to build that wall. We're not going to force
Shimon
to chip in
before walls. Whoa. I'm missing your pronouns. Without a formal tviya,
we're not going to force Shimon the Nikkev.
The Nikkev, okay, go ahead.
To chip in for all four walls. Is there a formal tviya? A formal tviya first in order to.
Okay, so what's the value of a formal tviya? I'm going to say.
I was going to say, since this, we're talking about a case of a bika that we have a makom together. This is a very weird case. We don't really even see this. So, which rabbin is it like? Is it more like a bika or is it more like a chatzah?
Okay.
It depends on each case. So, if the guy goes in his megal daski before that, no, I want the wall.
Well, which guy is megal daski?
So, if the makom says the nika that
okay.
Let's go, let's build the wall.
So it's
been
galadas. So
it's
the minhag to do this.
So the makiv is galadas.
So then you
go. Yeah.
So it shows us that he's considering this to be a kechata, and therefore we're going to do halacha kechata, and therefore I'm going to make you build the wall like we do in the chatzah with three walls. Or do we say that no, if we don't build any of the walls, because it's actually to say it's bigger. You can't just build walls and just. Tell me that I can build with you. You have to make it clear before which thing you want to make it like a bigger
so,
or like a chassa.
So the two of Ephraims are looking at it from the perspective of the makif. In other words, by not making a formal tzviya, right, the Baal Mor is saying that if I'm the makif. Now, so the normal thing is that we have that I don't lay it out and come back to you after it and say, look what I did for you, here's my bill, here's my invoice. Right? The normal thing is that we discuss in advance. No, we're shutz, we're building together. As opposed to me forcing you to... So, v'ilu mitchila tome ligdori moi, to kuli alma moi de machayim, I say. So if we would... do the normal thing. We sit down together. No, we have a clear halacha that it's a mokim shenogu ligdor. So wall by wall by wall, right? First wall, we're mechuyev to build this wall. I don't even need a master plan of how all the four walls are going to look. We have to build these walls together. So we build the first wall together, the second, the third, and we are chayiv as we're building. But let's say I decide, you know what, I'm going to do it on my own. So then what does that mean? If I don't talk to my nikifs, it means I'm a moichel? And why am I, by not having the conversation, by not knocking at his door and saying, we got to build a wall over here. So what a position am I taking? So in that case, So then, megalgalin olam esakoil, bein letanakama, bein Rabbi Yosi. No, so l'chora, what the Ephraims are saying are that when the makiv decides to shortcut the system and not sit down with them and say, we have a minog, let's get to work together. So what's he saying? So he's saying, amocho. A mochel in the minog. We're going back to the. I'm mochel on the minog. So then.
Why would he
even
do that?
Let's hold on for a moment. I mean, with that, do we need to know that to understand what he's saying, what he's doing?
Yeah, I mean. What does that mean? He's mochel on the minhag. If the law of the land is that your neighbor needs to help you pay for the wall, why would you ever go ahead and build a wall without saying, "Oh, you need to help me pay for it"?
There could be numerous situations that could be lamaisa. One where guy is the nikkev was out of town. Could be that the makif is in a good position and he figures he can do it, and then he has a bad season. There could be numerous situations that would happen. But ve'ilu mitchila tome ligdor imoi kule alma moidi de machayim anoisoi, and that l'chor be wall by wall. And then you step further. Let's say we only get to put up one wall, right? But we pre-discussed it, and I said we're going to put up walls. Okay. Now l'chor he's chayv to pay as the walls go up. So, if for some reason only one wall goes up, for whatever reason, the wall goes up and then there's a storm or something. So, l'chayra, the nikiv can't turn to the makiv and say, I'm not chayv to pay him for the four walls. What makiv is what we're talking about? We're mechuyev to build this together. We're mechuyev to put up four walls together. The machiv to put up the four walls. So, we got the first wall up. Got to pay for it. Second, I have to pay for it. But if I don't pre-negotiate, I say I'm taking the achrayas. I'm doing it. So then, apparently, then the nikif could say, "Don't talk to me and take it off walls." So what changed? So it sounds like with the balamor is being mechadish over here. I'm not saying it's muhram. Balamor is being mechadish that by the makif taking charge. And not going the route of the minhag and talking and discussing it, so the makif is taking a certain achrayas. And ki'ilu, the way Ephraim was saying it, that he's not doing the. I'm taking the easy way out. The Stam in front. You have to figure out what happened that year that when you guys were born, the farm was a big name. Ephraim is the name in Chumash for the two reasons they give. The reason in the Gemara and the reason in the Chumash. It this week's parsha? No.
Naftorim. Can we go to Ephraim Naftorim? Is that Ephraim or Menashe?
In this week, Malachi? I remember. That the Makiv is looking at it as if it's a chotzer. That's a more mechudish than the Baal Mor spells out at this point. But l'chor, that's what he's saying. The ilum mitchila tove ligda, then the mamash shutfim in the building of it. But now that they didn't pre-discuss it, so l'fichach bo amishnaseinu loideyenu, the mishnah is mechadish to us. She'ein machayven is a nikif l'ses chelek b'meshagoder achitzayn beino levein ad shehei shomer apnimi v'abru chayso ki ilu. Right? Maybe the nusach is not a bad nusach. Once the Makiv says we're shortcutting and we're not going kefi aminag, so what's the basis for the chiyuv? So then we go with the result. If we are working as shutfim, so then the Baal HaMor says good. So from the get go, we have to work together. But if we're not working as the shutfim, so then. And then we're working as I'm providing you with a service, with Hanoah. You're not providing anything until they're all four are surrounded. So then the Nikiv says, then Megalin loves a kol, bein Tanakama, bein Rabbi Yosi. Ugmar Mefarish Ma'ika Bein Tanakam Rabbi Yosi Upervishna Was Ika Beinayu, whether it's the Mei Konim Bezol or Umaytayma Shomen Loi Bezol, what would be the reason for that? B'nei Shegodar Midaytay V'loi Tava Chaver Metchilik Dorima B'shoa Shegodar L'vichu Yochol Loimar Loi Ilu Hoidea Tanu Mitchila Ha'isi tereyach lovi konim bezol. Levi shazol motzi bem, yoisi mishenim motzi. B'kois lavonim. If we would have pre-negotiated, so I would have brought a cheaper material. Bem yoisi savar, hakol lefi mashagonar. And it could even be the tit with service we offer the fee minigam dina. The afal pi shaloi tava isa ligdor bitchila. Bishosha godar ein choshin bachach. Ukisha godar am makim visakoil. The kol shachain im omad nikif the godar's revius. The gali daiti de nechle. Ulachia barab perishna. Talosa perushe. Perush. Rishon Ika Beinayu. Now that he describes what the Rif left out. Alright? Again, V'taymid the Rabbi Yosi the Shomen Loi Bezol Kedip Rishna Leel, the Tanakama. Same Svara. Hold on a second. Kigoin shulei gader mitchila ella sholash ruchis. Uyboi mor ledin upatru beizin me'achar shenishar porvots me'ruchavias. Achar kach omad v'gader esrevias. V'zimnei ledin. V'chiyivu beizdin. Tanas kamas av revias. The hashta yov leachrina, the meikra layov le meachshe patru based in mitchila. kam dine. Reb Yosi somer hoder dine. Hold on a second. So the Balamor. So again, the Balamor says our mission is being mechadish, that even in a place where it's nogulik dor, if the makiv takes the initiative and he puts up the fence, the chiddush, that then the makiv is not going to be able to be teiveya the nikif al pi minog. He can only be teiveya the nikif al pi hano, pi the result, ki il is no minog. Right? In other words, according to Baal Amor, again, Baal Amor is very often mechudish thing. According to Baal Amor, the first Mishnah establishes halacha k'minhag hamdina. Second Mishnah is saying, if you're talking about a case of hezek riyash mehezek, that's halacha. It won't matter. Tovei mikoidim, tovei achar. I can't say that, again, everything we're saying is mechudish thing. I can't say that I was moichel on your obligation to keep the halacha of hezek riyash. I can't be moichel on your chiyuv. I'm not sure, maybe. But that's what the Baal Amor is saying. But on the other end, if the basis is a minog, so then when the mak, so now we're learning another halacha of minog emdina. The first halacha of minog emdina was that determines the nature of the wall, right? Second halacha of minog emdina was that if the minog, I can't be machayiv you even if there would be, even if there's a din of osul esakal, now I have another din of minhag medina. That if I decide not to impose the minhag on you, I decide I'm going to take the achrayus myself. So then ki'ilo, I was moichel on your obligation with teres minhag, because I should have discussed it before. So once I was moichel, so now what's the basis for our chiyum? The base of chiyuv is because I'm providing you with hanah, like we discussed last week. So then the machlokes is, so how much do you have to pay? So Baal Amor says, well, this also was part of the pre-negotiation, part of my mechila when I didn't pre-negotiate, right? Because if I would have negotiated with you, you would have had the opportunity to say, I'm good with, I could find the Meikon and Bizol. I have a warehouse, I have a friend, I have a guy, he does Meikon and Bizol. Right? So you decided to put up a fancy, I wouldn't have. So the fact that you cut me out, that does give me the ability to make a taina. Mashena Kane, if we would have discussed it before, so then you can be. You could have been mechayev me the minog, right? See what we're saying. Why don't we go kefi minog amdina? So apparently, once I decide to not to impose the minog, so then I can push back and say the minog means you come to me, we talk about it, we figure it out together. But once you put on your own, that means you're not going kefi minog. You're not demanding of me. Not to mess, so that I can push back and say, you know what, I could have done a much cheaper fence. And the Gili Das is, I can't claim that I would have done something differently when I put up the fourth wall.
Which Gili Das?
Hold on a second. When he puts up the fourth wall. Then the Baal Amor says one another chiddush, and that is that why should if you put up three walls and you bring me to a din taira, and the base then passes on potter. Why? Because you didn't pre-negotiate. Memela, we're not dealing with minhag, and you haven't given me. You haven't protected me. And then you put up the fourth wall. So machloikas Tanakama and Reb Yosi. The makif of the makif. Yeah. And then, so then the Baal Amor is a chiddush. That's the machloikas Reb Yosi Tanakama. Tanakhama says, once the Beis Din Paskin, the fact that you change the facts, Beis Din Paskin already. I'm not chayv in those three walls. You put the fourth wall, come din. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, hodar dina. We can even unravel a previous psak Beis Din. Okay. What were the questions before? Good, Ari.
I just can't accept the idea that just because there's a prior tviya, like we're going to force him to become a shutuf. Like, he's saying, no, I don't want to be involved.
Whoa, the minig is. It's a minig.
But how is the last, like, the end result's the same. The nikif doesn't want to do it. The nikif doesn't want to be involved. Whether or not the makif comes first and says, let's do this.
The makif comes first.
Don't disagree, the same thing, you're chayv. If I chatzar, you disagree, you're chayv.
But using that logic, if we're going like kichatzar, then there shouldn't even have to be this prior negotiation. If we're looking at this like it's a chatzar, like if the makif comes to the nikif saying we should
do
this.
But not fully, it's kichatzar. So kichatzar,
So what is the chiluk though? What's the difference?
Between what?
Between the coin to Baal Mor, between the chatzar and the. And the Bika?
I guess at the Bika you would need to have a
conversation. There's a better kind of prime.
That by the minhag by Bika that has a minhag, so you would need to have Roy Das.
May I say in Chaser, what's the Chaser?
Chaser, you can just do whatever.
Why? What's the Chilak? What's that?
It's a Suli Litzinus.
Say sharper, say better. What's that?
It's the minhag?
And what? And by chatzar?
No, just go put up a wall. You would have to pay for it.
But what's the big? Why you make? Why the
so
distinction?
Real has agreed. Yeah,
yeah, because by chatzar there's a halacha. So the halacha is machayev me to put up a wall. When it comes to the bika, it's the consensus of the township that's machayev me. That's what the Balamor would say. Balamor would say when it comes to a chatzar. So we have to pre-negotiate. Everybody knows what the deal is. The deal is Hezekiah. You don't want to be over Hezekiah. When it comes to a bika, so it means we all decided. All right. Let's say you and I decide that we're not going to do what we all decided to do. So apparently, that the Baal HaMor would say that I'm off the hook. So then, when you put me back on the hook, because you build the wall, that's only if you provided me with that which provided me with something that I view as being substantial. Now there, so I can be megala daiti by putting it up, right? Or we're saying that if you're being mahana me, so that, like we said on Thursday, so then that is a strong enough gili das. But the machayiv is no longer for the minig. Ephraim, Landa.
Can we say that maybe by a bika, the din shifrin only happens once if they meet beforehand? If they don't meet beforehand, then it's they don't have the din shifrin. Do you assume that's the way?
That's probably correct. But it's probably correct. The only question, what I'm saying is that I think the Baal HaMor is saying the reason why there's no din shutvus is because by not respecting our shutvus, you dismantle it. Right? The nikif says the makif. If we talk with shutvim, but if you're going to go ahead solo, then you've dismantled the shutvus. Right, when it comes Hezekiah, so the halacha demands that we're both involved in building the wall. We both have a chiva of Hezekiah. When it comes to bika, the halacha didn't demand. The minagam dina made us into shutva, but now if I decide to go around the minag dina, so I'm dismantling the shutvas. Simon,
what I don't, I'm just not understanding is that we see other cases, and we just discussed this before, where there's a kind of where you can do something and there's an expectation that there somebody else is going to pay you back for it.
Right.
Why is it that here in this specific dafka, this case,
if you go ahead and do it by yourself, you're accepting an achrayas that changes all the reality. It's so mechudosh that like we don't see that in any other case like this, where like if you do something, you are able to mechayev the other person.
Hold on. V'afalpi, I think this is answering your question. V'afalpi, she'ein sugyizu ka'oysa shebebavakamam, ein anu chayshishin v'chach. So even though this sugy is unlike the sugy of avakama, that shouldn't get you nervous. Ki harbe min ha'sugyiz mischalfeis b'chilva misrichtes, v'yesh dumi b'shmaitse. So he's saying, en achanami, this sugy in Baba Basra is different than the sugya in Bava Kamma. This sugya, when he's saying it's different than the sugya in Bava Kamma, first of all, because over there, Rabbi Yossi is different. But L'chaira, over there, it sounds like the Rabbi Yossi, that nobody would say, Kom Dina. Right? But you're saying that the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor, that the Makif is that by the makiv undermining the minhag, you're saying that that's a chiddush?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a big chiddush. Yeah. What forced the Baal HaMor to say this? What forced the Baal HaMor to say that the bika is there's a minhag where they put them together?
Probably because if it was. If some many mafarshim ask that if it's a makom shenagu shelo ligdor, and it shouldn't matter. He should, even with the fourth wall, he shouldn't be chayav to build the wall.
Right. In other words, the kash of the most rishonim ask in this sugya is why should your providing me with hana be mechayev me in a place where I'm not mechuyev to get that hana? And with most rishonim ask. The Ramban asks explicitly. I think Ritva asks in Bava Mitzi, he says, the way that we explain the sugya on Thursday, right? The way that once you provide me with this hana, you then I'm chayv to pay. So Ramban says, how do you make sense of that? It means that we're in a place where the minhag is not to put up a fence. He says, if you come to me before you put up the fence, I can say, I'm not interested. There's no minhag I don't want. You put up the fence, I'm not chayav to pay anything. Now you put up, you fence me on all four sides. Now I'm chayav to pay. Why? The way we learned this, the sugya on Thursday, we Rav Shimon in the sugya. So what we're saying, there's an implicit contract, correct? Saying anan sahade you want it. So Ramban says anan sahade you want it. So if you would have come to me before you build the wall, I could have said, I'm out. Nothing to do with this. I'm not involved. There's no meaning to build a wall. I'm not mechuyev. I'm not paying. I'm not part of it. Put it on your own rishus. Okay? No, that would have been a din. Correct. Now that he didn't have the conversation with me, and he put up a wall and offered sides, oh, yorid l'sarech sarech haverim, mokam ha'osui. Now we say that he's giving you the handah of a gavur bar netira, Runya and Ravina, right? So Runya put up the wall. Let's say Runya would have gone to Ravina. Let's say Ravina would have gone to Runya first and said, Runya, I like to put up walls, and Runya just said, Kvoda Rab, Ravina, stick to putting shas together. You don't know much about chaseris, but not putting up a wall. All right, now then Ravina puts up a wall. Now Ravina goes to Rava. Would Mechai bring you to pay? But Ravina didn't go to Runya. Ravina put up a wall. Runya said, "Don't want this wall." Then Ravina gets Runya to exhibit that he does benefit from the wall. Oh, now he brings him into Beis Din. He's Megala Das. What would have happened if Ravina would have gone to Runya, put up a wall, and she said, I'm not putting up walls. It's a mokum, we don't put up walls over here. And then Ravina would have sent his oris in, and his oris would have taken, and Runya would have yelled. So then we would be mechayev. So Ramban says, how you talking? That because they didn't pre-negotiate, so now the makiv gets an upper hand. It's a big kasha. Now he gets a din of yoyri, the sefer sadech haveroi. So that's what bothers all the Rishonim. So l'chayv, the Baal HaMor was also bothered by that. And the Baal HaMor couldn't accept that there's any reason. So the Baal HaMor therefore says, it must be talking about a bika where there is a minog. And then the question of the way around. If there's a minog, why is he off the hook? So the Baal HaMor said, you know, he's off the hook because the makiv didn't abide by the minog. The makiv went on his own. So by going on his own, he's ke'ilah saying, I'm a galadas, I'm willing to do it by myself. So then the halacha, then the nikiv can say, what can the nikiv come back and say? So according to Rabbi Yossi, until the fourth wall goes up, he can say, didn't discuss it, didn't want it. If you would have taken me to base, and I would have said, I'm in on it. But once you're Megala Das, that you're not Kefi Aminug, so now, according to Baal HaMor, we do have a very good pshat as to why there is no Ischayibus until we can call him a Yorid, until we can call him that he's Nana. But then the Baal HaMor has a Nakude. He says, and you know what the discussion is now? The discussion is now, by not discussing with me, not only will you not Mechayib me, but I can now continuously say, would we have discussed that I would have had this property and this idea? That is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama is, what further rights do we have by the fact that the Makif took initiative? So I understand what the Baal HaMor is reacting to. And the emes is, we still have to figure out how the... I mean, Ramban's kasha. Basically, we said Thursday is a response to Ramban's kasha. Good, Ari.
Another issue I have with the Baal HaMor is Chiddush is that the maskana of the Gemara is that the chotzer is kamakom shenagul lidor, and stam bika is a makom shelo nagul lidor. But this is, we're dealing with a case where it's not a stam bika. We're dealing with a bika where it's a makom shenagu ligdor, which means it should be on the same playing field as a stam chotzer. The same halacha should apply. It shouldn't matter whether there's a hezek riyah or an ayin hara.
I thought we answered that, I thought we said but there's still a difference between whether the chiyuv is based on a halach of hezek riyah or it's based on consensus. That's what the Baal Mor would say.
So the halacha of hezek riyah, that's the only way I can ask the kasha, I think so.
How many of you have learned the Melchomis already? Good. Ephraim?
Why in this case, where the guy says, no, since it didn't come to me, now I can just go and say, I could have done this wall, or smaller walls, or whatever it is, I could have said something else. We would have discussed it. So therefore, I'm part of a gamer. Why can't we just say whatever I could have said, cheapest amount, whatever it is, so that's what I should be chayav for. I should be chayav for cheapest amount.
In which case, with three walls or four walls?
Three walls. If the market were to go and build the three walls,
I would think, Sunday at 12:40, I would think that he was that once he's moichel, why can he retract his mechila? He made the makif made a decision. I'm not going to sit down with the nikif and talk it out. So if that decision represents that I'm taking the achrayas on myself, so why should we allow him to walk it back at any time?
Okay, that's not my response back to the makom. My response back is that since you did it by yourself, I didn't have any say in it, and I could have said something else. And now that you did this price, I'm not paying that price.
Right.
My response should have been, you wanted to do it by yourself, so go and do it by yourself. But my response is, no, I want to pay, but a cheaper price. I would have paid, but a cheaper price. That's pay that cheaper price.
So let's focus on that for a minute. Once he puts up the fourth wall, right? So then, according to the Baal HaMor, now I'm chayv to pay him something. I'm chayv to pay, so we have said until now, I'm chayv to pay him the hanah that I got. So what's the hanah? It's the hanah of Kumayshu, the hanah of Arminatira. So Baal HaMor says that I get to say to him, you're coming to me and saying, pay kiminag amdina, and I'm saying to him, I do not have to pay kiminag amdina. I have to pay what I could have negotiated since you're functioning ki'ilu l'zom minag, so I could also function ki'ilu l'zom minag. Right? In other words,
okay, where should you put there?
What was that?
So I should just be put there back.
But he is being mahana me something.
Okay, so?
So the Baal HaMor would say, that, also a chiddush, instead of looking at that he was Mahanabi, instead of looking at that he's a Yerbi L'Sodech Averoi, look at that he is, that does he have the right now to impose the original minhag upon me? So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that he, apparently Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, that's machlokes, but according to one shita, he does have that, once he puts up all four walls, so then hoder dina, then since he's provided me with the minhag, so then the minhag once again is mechayim.
You can't say that if Rabbi Yossi says being makif being nikaf, though.
No.
According to that
shita. No, but only, right. And that's what the Baal HaMor, I think, in the end says, don't shepherd me from Bava Kama. That's like a different Gemara. All right, so tomorrow, please work on the Melchomis. We'll look at the Baal HaMor again. It's a great opportunity to do a Melchomis and a Baal HaMor. It's a limit in itself.